understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning from Marion, Kentucky. We have many activities and events going on this weekend here in our fair city, and a number of things just on the horizon, so we'll get to those right away. I'll start with Livingston Hospital. We'll host a groundbreaking ceremony for its big modernization and expansion project. That event will be at 5 p.m. on Thursday at the hospital there in Salem. The hospital has announced several months back that it was launching a $78 million development plan funded largely by a USDA loan. So big plans there in Salem, Kentucky, and you go be part of it 5 p.m. Thursday, April 23rd. That's this week. Public is welcome to attend that event, historic event there for Salem, Kentucky. And speaking of hospitals, Crittenden Hospital CEO Sean Bright tells the Crittenden Press that the hospital here in town has a huge impact on the local economy. And Sean was telling us last week that those contributions are magnified, and recent data that has been released by the state supports that and explains that the hospital is an economic engine that supports jobs, wages, local investment throughout not only this community but the region. Crittenden Hospital employs about 200 people there. 95 are full-time equivalents, and they have additional 45 jobs across the region that are affected by the hospital, and just a lot of information that we were able to glean from the data that the hospital supplied to us. So we have taken all that information and packaged it up into an article that will be in this week's Crittenden Press. We have to tune in to that. And local firefighters on Saturday night responded to a blaze over on Maple Street, and they were able to get it put out. Not sure if that home was occupied at the time. Details a little bit scarce right now, but I'm still trying to track those down, and I'll try to have more information in this week's newspaper. Well, coming up on May 16th will be the Spring Old Kentucky Hayride, and it's going to be headlined by David Frizzell. He's a big-time country music singer and had some big hits back in the day. One of them is "You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma." You all remember that song. And then "I'm Gonna Hire a Wino." That was one of my favorites back, I don't know, gosh, it's been probably 35 years ago since those came out. But he'll be here. Cutter and Cash, they bring in some top-name entertainers for this event, and it's going to be exciting this spring. And that event will be out at school. For the first time, it will be at the elementary school in the auditorium / gymnasium there. And again, that's going to be on Saturday, May 16th. Tickets will be $5 to get in. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Let's take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Crittenden County Attorney Bart Frazier asked for the community's vote in the primary election May 19th. Frazier is a fourth-generation Crittenden Countyan, dedicated to strengthening the county and making it a safer and better place for every family. Frazier is conservative, pro-life, and a lifetime member of the NRA. Frazier asks for your vote May 19th for Crittenden County Attorney, paid for by candidate.
And election is just around the corner, and early voting will be May 14th and 16th, May 14th through 16th. That's 3 days. That's the no-excuse voting. You can walk into the Crittenden County office complex and vote just like you would on election day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Again, May 14th through 16th. And this weekend is that big annual quilt show held in Marion, Kentucky. It's the Hooks and Needles Quilt Show, and it's spearheaded by the Crittenden County Extension Homemakers, and that will be at the Crittenden County Public Library, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday. Oh, and one other election tidbit I failed to mention. There will be another one of those town hall meetings. We've had a series of them here in the community leading up to the primary election next month. And the next one will be at Foes Hall. That'll be Saturday, May 9th, and that'll be at 5:30 p.m. All the local candidates will be there. Crittenden County Fiscal Court met last week and approved a new ambulance contract. Now, this is a 5-year deal. The current provider, ComCare, they secured the best bid, the low bid for the contract. There was another outfit that submitted a bid that was a good bit higher, but the county will be paying about 100% more for this contract. Now, it does have some provisions in it that are a little different, that the company will provide its own ambulances. In the past, the county's had to provide them. But you can read more about that with all the details. That'll be in this week's Crittenden Press. Now, what we will not have in the newspaper is how they're going to pay for that. We don't know right now. I would venture to guess that we as a community will very likely be looking at an ambulance tax in the next few months. When they try to put together the budget, there will probably be some discussions about where they can come up with this additional $400,000 or $500,000 they're going to need to pay for the ambulance service here. The budget committee does meet this week, meets on Wednesday, and then there will be a special draft budget meeting of the fiscal court on Friday. That will be at 4:30 p.m. out at the Crittenden County office complex. Now, the Marion City Council meets in regular session tonight at City Hall, 5 p.m., and on the agenda will be discussion of free dump days. As many of you know, the county had a few weeks back come out and said that it could not afford to have a free county cleanup day as they've done in the past. Actually, the last year or so, they haven't had one because of budgetary constraints, and you know, it costs about $40,000 to do one of those, and typically the county was putting on a couple of years, costing $80,000, so they cut that back. But now the city's agreed to pitch in, or at least in theory, the city council will take that up tonight. The county approved last week a joint venture if the city indeed gets fully on board with the plan during tonight's meeting. So it'll be interesting to watch, and if so, there will be a day and a half of free dumping as a spring cleanup. Now, that's around the first weekend in May. Stay tuned for all those details after tonight's city council meeting. We should know much more. And also, some news that came out of last week's fiscal court meeting. The jail seems to be having a little better time of it right now. Their financial situation a little stronger this month than it has been in the last three or four. First month that the county has not had to transfer additional funds over to the jail, and their inmate population is trending upward. The figures for March were much better than they had been over the winter. So we'll have a full wrap-up of that in this week's Crittenden Press. Another article you can look forward to in this week's Crittenden Press will be about Cutter Singleton. He's, of course, the local entertainer that is the producer of the Kentucky Hayride that we talked about just a minute ago. And he will be the new curator of some old Crittenden Presses and some old FFA books that represent a great deal of our community's history. Of course, the Crittenden Press started publishing a newspaper here in the county in 1879, and some of those oldest newspapers had been stored in our building at the Crittenden Press, and we're doing a little bit of planning for the future, a little bit of cleaning out some areas there in the building for some other activities later on, and we were looking for a home for those old bound volumes of the Crittenden Press, dating back, like I said, to the late 1800s, the early 1900s, all the way up into the 50s and 60s. And turns out Cutter was willing and excited to be the keeper of those very rare and very delicate newspapers. He's already done some work to secure them so that they will be able to be maintained for years to come. And we have a deal. If he ever wants to give those up, they'll go to the local museum. But for now, if you want to see any of that by appointment, you can talk to Cutter. Read more about this transfer of these old newspapers to Cutter Singleton, and as well as some FFA yearbooks that were more than 50 years old, that the school was looking for a place for them to rest for eternity, I guess, or hopefully for eternity. And Cutter is so graciously taken that project on as well. And he, again, is going to be the keeper of so many of these historic documents. He's an antique collector anyway, and this just fits right into his private collection. So again, read more about that in this week's newspaper. And before we get into sports, one other tidbit of news. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has announced that the bridge on Kentucky 506, that state highway there at the Caldwell Crittenden County line, hopefully will be back open here over the next couple of weeks. Maybe they're shooting for April 30th as the date to get that back open, weather permitting. We'll need to take another short break, and I'll be right back with sports.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, in local sports, we'll kind of venture out a little farther from the county boundaries to get things started and tell you that you probably already heard, but Travis Perry, of course, former Mr. Kentucky basketball, who has deep roots here in Crittenden County. He was a Lyon County graduate, where he took that team to state tournament and was the all-time leading scorer in Kentucky high school boys basketball history. When he played here, of course, he went on and played at the University of Kentucky his freshman year, and played 31 games for the Wildcats, averaged 2.7 points. And then this past season, helped lead Ole Miss on a big run that got them to the semifinal round of the SEC tournament. There at Ole Miss, Perry averaged 5.3 points and almost two rebounds. And now he's looking for a third team. Well, he's found a third team, I should say, in 3 years, and he's going to be going to Dayton, University of Dayton. That's, of course, up in Dayton, Ohio. Storied program there. They're a member of the Athletic 10 Conference. And in 2020, they were a top team in the country. They were ranked as high as number three. And probably would have had a number one seed in the NCAA tournament that season, but COVID knocked out the big dance there in the March of 2020. But he's headed to Dayton, and that's where he will play basketball for his sophomore season. Locally, some folks will be committing to colleges and or universities this afternoon, 2 p.m. out at Rocket Arena. Will be signing day for four Crittenden County High School students. Anna Boone is going to play basketball. Andrea Federico is going to play softball. Gracie Orr is going to college as a cheerleader, and Landon Woodall will be a football manager in college. And you can find out where they're going in this week's Crittenden Press, but we will be live out at the event this afternoon at 2 p.m., so tune in to us on Facebook and YouTube. In local baseball, the Crittenden County Rockets lost a tough one on Friday night, 9-7 to visiting Todd County. And also out at the park, the Lady Rockets softball team lost one as well, one-run defeat, beaten by Union County 4-3. That was a bit of a surprise. Crittenden had beaten Union County earlier in the season, and we're coming off some pretty good victories as well, and just couldn't get that one done. The baseball team's been playing pretty well too. They're 5-9. The softball team is 10-8 on the season. Both will be back in action today. The softball girls will have a big game down at Livingston Central. That's a 5th district game, as they play the Lady Cardinals for the first time this season. 5:30 p.m. first pitch on that one. And the Rockets will travel to Henderson for a ball game. It too starts at 5:30 p.m. And then the boys baseball team will be here at home against Webster County tomorrow evening, and the Lady Rockets will be idle. And in outdoors, the Kentucky wild turkey season is in full swing. Hunters got a little soaked on Saturday, but we saw online where a few had some success. And now I think there was a good bit more shooting yesterday morning as weather was much more cooperative. But we'll have some updated harvest figures from the first weekend. That'll be in this week's Crittenden Press. Get all your news, sports, and just about anything else you need to know about the community in your weekly newspaper. And this has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Hope you have a good week.